Good morning, everybody. Welcome to worship. Welcome to those of you who are here with us in this sanctuary on this wonderful Pentecost day. Welcome to you at home and whoever's live streaming in. It's a joy to be here. It's a privilege to be here to celebrate the birthday of the church. Paul wrote to the disciples and said, greet one another with a brotherly kiss, but we can't do that. So I thought maybe we'd redo the Zoom wave in church. And then I thought maybe you could all kind of turn around a bit and do the Zoom wave to home, and some will be seen and some won't. And this is our standard greeting. So greet one another with a brotherly kiss. And I was also struck, you know, and the disciples were together on the day of Pentecost. When Jesus left, they were sad. He was going to go and leave them. And he said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another counselor, even the Spirit of truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you, the Holy Spirit, hope, power, strength, the comforter, the one who walks alongside and inspires us. So we are here to gather, to worship, to praise God, to invite the Holy Spirit to come. And I invite you to join us as we worship. Today we can't sing, another day we can sing together, but we will sing. And please join in as you feel free and want to do so. And you can, of course, sing at home. So we're going to sing two great worship songs. I See the King of Glory Coming on the Clouds with Fire. And Holy, Holy, God Almighty, who was and is to come.
See the king. Good morning. Let's pray. Lord Father, we praise you. We thank you for giving us breath today. Thank you for bringing us through joy and pain to come before you now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings and freedoms that you've given us. Thank you that this week many of us have had the simple pleasure of meeting with friends and family in our homes. Thank you that we can now have in-person services, in-person small groups, and things like the church cafe reopening, and we just pray for your blessing for those things. All these exciting steps forward for our church community, we thank you, Father. Lord, would you bring us all much joy in the days to come as restrictions relax in the UK? But we continue to ask that you give our leaders wisdom in the decisions that they make. Especially, Lord, in handling new variants, especially as the R rate looks like it's increasing. Lord, would you give them wisdom? Would you also give us wisdom in the decisions that we make? We pray for justice, that the few rich countries that have the majority of the vaccines will seek to share with the poorer countries who have yet to vaccinate their most vulnerable citizens and frontline staff. We pray for justice, that those vaccines will be available and that the end of the coronavirus crisis will come quickly across the world. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace, and we pray for peace in Israel and Gaza. Thank you for the de-escalation of violence this week. We consider the many people who have died and the loved ones they leave behind. Lord, we pray that the tensions between different ethnic groups will simmer down and will start the process of healing. Lord, in your power, we pray for peace, for justice, for harmony, Lord, for reconciliation. On Pentecost, your spirit came upon people of many different tribes and tongues in Jerusalem. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you will be present there today. Creator God, we thank you for this beautiful world full of life and endless possibilities. Lord, we lament the climate crisis that we are living through. We asked for your forgiveness for our complicity in climate breakdown. Lord, thank you that this week G7 countries have recommitted to important climate targets. We ask that you'd continue to move global leaders to protect your creation. Lord, we pray for justice for the poorest communities who suffer the most for climate inaction. And we pray for compassion, Lord, for action and for justice. As we come to receive your word shortly, would you prepare us by the Holy Spirit? I pray that you would help concentrate our minds and open our hearts. As Peter speaks, I pray, God, you will speak through him. And I pray that you will leave us changed as we live out our day-to-day lives in the coming weeks. Lord, for one another in the week to come, for those who are here in person and for those who are watching at home, we are the body of Christ on earth. And Lord, would you fill us with your Holy Spirit so we can be full of love, full of joy, full of peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. May we shine brightly for you, whether at school, at work, at home, whether in productivity, in rest, or with family, with friends, or with strangers. Lord, we are here for you today. Amen.
Today's reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning to everyone. It's wonderful to see you all. It's wonderful to be here. This is a really exciting day. It's exciting for those of us who are here in Headingley to be able to worship in this way in person. It's exciting that there is worship going on today in Crag Hill and that Connect are meeting at Kirkstall. And it's exciting that people are joining us via the live stream. And it's wonderfully, wonderfully exciting that we celebrate together on Pentecost Sunday. Just going to plunge into this and look at this really exciting reading from Acts 2. And also draw in some verses from Revelation. And one of the things that we can have in our minds is just to be ready to receive. As God wants to speak to us, as God wants to give to us today, let's be ready to receive. A posture for receiving that we might want to adopt as we continue to worship later, or even as we hear God's word right now, is just to have our hands open before God. What does he want to say to us? How does he want to meet with us? What does he want to do in us today? Let's be ready to receive. Three words that are important for us coming out of this reading. And the first word is transformation. And what we see here in Acts 2 and throughout the New Testament is the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. It's extraordinarily dramatic in Acts 2, isn't it? And language is strained at the seams as, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Luke seeks to describe this. What seemed to be like this mighty, violent wind, it sounded like that. It was more than that, but that's the best way that we can describe it. What seemed to be tongues of fire came down and separated and rested on the apostles' heads. It seemed to be like that. It was much more than that. It was more wonderful than that. But the best language that we can deploy is this language of tongues of fire. It's extraordinarily powerful. And then you get the speaking in other languages, and these people from all over Jerusalem thronged for the festival. It's absolutely packed, and something extraordinarily powerful and dramatic and transformative is taking place. And this transforming power can perhaps be picked up best by thinking about Peter, who is about to stand up and he's about to boldly declare God's word in such a powerful way. Who is this Peter? Well, he's the same stumbling, bumbling, getting it wrong disciple that we have seen in the Gospels. He was disobedient. So in John 13, when Jesus wants to wash Peter's feet, he says, "No, Lord, you surely won't wash my feet." He misunderstands. So when Jesus says he's got to go to the cross, he says, "No, Lord, you're not going to go that way. And Jesus has to say, "Get behind me, Satan." He speaks to Peter in the strongest possible terms. And he also deserts Jesus. He denies him. He's not there as Jesus goes to the cross. He's disobedient. He misunderstands. And effectively, he runs away. And now the Holy Spirit comes, the mighty violent wind, the tongues of fire, the speaking in other languages, and this disobedient, faltering, failing, misunderstanding disciple in obedience stands up and clearly declares the word of God in such a powerful way that there are many, many who are pressing into the kingdom, the transforming power of God's Holy Spirit. Do you need to know that today? Perhaps you are struggling with obedience, as I often do. God can come by his transforming Spirit as we receive afresh today. Perhaps you're struggling with understanding. You're not quite sure which way to turn. God, the Holy Spirit, can come and give wisdom today. And perhaps you've got issues with boldness. You feel really fearful as you move ahead into the future. God can come and transform you and strengthen you today. Let's receive from him this morning. So transformation is the first word. The second word is equally wonderful, and it is perfect. The perfect Spirit of God. We've seen that in our studies in Revelation. He is the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Spirit. Seven is the perfect number in the scriptures. And here in Acts 2, we see again, it's perfect. It's wild and dangerous. It's not tame, but it's perfect because all these people from all over the Roman Empire hear God's word declared in their own heart language, the perfect word for each person. And in Acts 2 and 3, in Revelation 2 and 3, rather, as the word comes to the churches, again, it's perfect for them. If they need a challenge, which so often we need, then the challenge is there. If they need comfort and encouragement, that's how God speaks to them. The perfect word, the perfect work of the Holy Spirit for whatever they need at that time. What do you need today? What do you need this morning? What is your deepest need? Maybe for wisdom, maybe for encouragement, maybe for comfort, maybe that sense of wanting to lament in the season that we have gone through. Having lost loved ones, having lost friends, having lost livelihoods, not knowing what the future will look like. For this church, we want to give space for those who need to lament. We've had some really excellent elders' days recently. We had an elders' morning last Saturday, and we had another whole day a little while ago, just praying and reflecting and thinking about vision. I think this is the moment for us to press forwards as a whole church. We think there are exciting opportunities ahead. We have a purpose, we have values, and we want to really press into a more detailed vision that prioritizes discipleship and mission, with small groups absolutely at the heart and moving forward in a whole range of different ways. So there is some exciting stuff to unfurl, and our whole church meeting on Thursday evening will be really important. But we also recognize the importance of giving space for lament, the importance that people need to receive rest and refreshment and encouragement from the Lord. We want to create space for that, thinking particularly over the summer and to minister into people's needs. What do you need from God today? Do you need the challenge? Do you need the boldness? Or do you need the permission to take space to lament, to receive ministry, to receive rest and refreshment from God? God is the perfect God, the perfect Holy Spirit among us. He knows your deepest needs even better than you know them yourself. And he is ready to give as we are ready to receive. So the transforming Holy Spirit, the perfect Holy Spirit, and the missional Holy Spirit. Here is the obvious connection, and all these people from all over the Roman world, yes, Jews mainly and God-fearers, but others in the crowd as well, and it anticipates the Gentile mission. There are people here from Asia Minor, which is where the seven churches of Revelation are based, and so there is this connection between Acts 2 and what is anticipated, what is promised, what is poured out, and the mission, the disciples going out in the power of the Holy Spirit into the world and sharing the gospel, planting churches, sharing the message, mission and ministry taking place. And if we truly receive the Holy Spirit in God's way and in God's time, we will be thrust out in mission. Might ask ourselves today, what is the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit, the sign of receiving this Pentecostal power? Well, one of the signs is just to sense and know God's power and to have a taste, just a sense of the rushing mighty wind and the tongues of fire upon us and within. That is part of it. What are the sign of that? Well, is the sign speaking in other tongues, speaking in other languages? Well, yes, it can be, and that is a huge joy. And yet Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 to 14 doesn't exactly want to downplay the gift, but he says there are other gifts as well. This is not all that there is. Is it then other gifts of the Holy Spirit? Is it miracles? Is it healing? Well, yeah, that's a wonderful part of that, but those gifts can be counterfeited. What is the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit? Is it the fruits of the Spirit that are spoken of in Galatians 6? Well, yes, this is getting really to the heart of that, flowing with God's grace and God's power and God's love and God's mercy, and being transformed, not just in our ministries, but in our characters, becoming more and more the people that God wants us to be. And this is the point for today, being thrust out in mission. The Spirit comes and he is engaging in mission from the off. The gospel is preached and people press into the kingdom. As the book of Acts unfolds, many, many are touched with the mercy and the love of God. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we will be a missionary people. Transformation, the perfect Holy Spirit meeting us and touching our deepest needs, whatever they may be, and missional. May we receive afresh today on Pentecost Sunday the wonderful power and ministry of the Holy Spirit who is there for us. I'm going to spend just a few moments in reflection and prayer. before the music group come back and they lead us. And I would just like to encourage you, as God's lead you, just to sit and, as you're able, just to open your hands before God as I pray. Encourage you to join me in this and to ask God that we might receive all that we need. Lord, we thank you for the falling of the Holy Spirit on the first Pentecost Sunday, and we lift ourselves to you again and ask for a fresh filling today. Your transforming Holy Spirit, come and transform us. Where we need a renewed obedience, where we need wisdom, and where we need boldness, O Lord, come and fill us afresh for these things. Lord, we thank you that you are perfect, the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold spirit, the one who meets our very deepest needs. Lord, you know better than we know ourselves what we need. You know what's around the corner for us. You know what challenges we have to face. You know all that we have been through. For those who have struggled with mental health in pandemic, just sense that God is saying, I want to be with you, I want to touch your life, I want to lead you through. Thank you, Lord, that you meet our deepest needs. And Lord, we praise you, we worship you, we give you thanks that in your way and in your time you thrust us out in mission as you did the early church. Lord, in the days that lie ahead, as we take concrete steps to engage on our front lines with others, and as the gathered church engage with a broken and hurting world, with our communities in Headingley and in Crag and in Bramley, with those that you bring across our paths, with those that you send us to, Lord, help us to be a missionary people in the power of the Spirit. So, Lord, we receive, refresh us, strengthen us, challenge us, enable us, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We're going to worship together again, reflecting on the Holy Spirit, as Peter said, coming for healing, to meet our deepest needs. So there are two songs of invocation: all who are thirsty, all who are weak, and come down, O love divine. So join with us as we sing these songs and bring worship and our prayers to God.
Oh, dear.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be upon all of us and remain with us. Amen.